ahead, Jeremiah.
Somebody's praying, I can feel it. Somebody's praying for me. Mighty hands are guiding me to protect me from what I can't see. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Somebody's praying. Angels are watching, I can feel them. Angels are watching over me. Many miles ahead till I get home, still I'm safely kept before His throne. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Angels are watching. Pillar was a stone, and I've been through the darkest caverns. No light has ever shone, still I went home, 'cause there was someone down on their knees. Lord, I thank you for the people praying all this time for me. Somebody's praying, I can feel it. Somebody's praying for me. Mighty hands are guiding me to protect me from what I can't see. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Somebody's praying for me. Somebody's praying for me.
Thank you, church, for praying for me.
Thank you, Ms. Karen. Thank you, guys. Well, amen. Before we get too wound up today, Ms. Lily had a prayer request. And Ms. Lily, I just want you to tell the church family this prayer request about your friends that have perished in a car accident. Would you update us on all that? And then we're going to have a word of prayer for that.
Well, I got word Friday night that my very best friend in high school.
Yes.
She was graduated with me, and then she went on to college, and she was a Baptist missionary in Vietnam for several years.
Wow.
And she had a son, she, her son, a granddaughter, and her young sister were killed in a car wreck Friday night.
Wow.
And then their daughter-in-law and another granddaughter was in critical condition in Austin.
They were all in the same car.
Evidently.
Pretty large car, yeah, to hold that many people.
Evidently, right now that's all I know.
Okay, all right. Well, church, we want to lift that up. Amen?
Amen?
All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you today, and Lord, we lift up this family to you. Another family experiencing great loss of life and other family members injured and in the hospital. It just sounds like the same song, second verse from the Pam Williams story, Lord, and those children that have gone on to be with the Lord. And Father God, we pray for your comfort. We pray for your peace. We pray for your calm spirit in the midst of all this for these that are surviving and have survived. And Lord, we just pray for an outpouring of love and empathy and concern and grace and tenderness as family and friends come together and surround this family and lift them up with support of being there and holding them and just listening to them and grieving with them, Lord, and bearing that burden with them. Father God, we pray as the funeral services are scheduled and the memorial services are held, we pray that you would anoint those services and that, Lord, it would be a time to celebrate life, saved life, and it would be a time to sow the seed of the gospel. Even in death, Lord, we need to hear about the gospel of Jesus Christ, that he's the one that keeps us. He's the one that holds us. He's the one that seals us for the day of redemption. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord. We thank you for his anointing today. And, Lord, I'm so encouraged by the Spirit in this place and those that have come out even in the midst of this storm that is pressing down and heading this way. Thank you for loving us, Lord, and we pray that you open our hearts. Give us what we need today, Lord, that encouragement, that conviction, that direction, that purpose. Give us that help that we need to take off and go into this new week serving you and being mindful of what you would have us do. Lord, we love you today. We praise you today. Thank you for all that you've done for us. Most of all, we thank you for the shed blood on Calvary's cross that covers our sin, allows us to be forgiven, allows us to experience grace and mercy, and allows us to see you one day face to face with a glorified body. Thank you for coming for us. Thank you for saving us. If there's anyone here today that doesn't know you, Lord, may this be the hour, the moment, the time of their salvation. It's in your name we pray and God's people said, amen. Amen. All right. If you'll take your Bibles, do we have any takers for Children's Church? I don't think we do. Not today. Yeah, all right. That's okay. We'll get them next time. Amen. All right. Colossians chapter 1. If you'll take your Bibles and turn with me, stand one more time. One more time. And Brother Vince, can you hear me back there? Brother Vince, doing security? Yeah, Brother Vince, walk this way, my friend. Yes, sir. All right, Brother Vince, you've got your phone. You've got your weather app up. Okay, brother, you let me know if I've got 15, 20 minutes. Just say, hey, Pastor, you got 20 minutes or you got 30 minutes or whatever. Hey, if I don't hear from you, I'm going to try to have this thing wrapped up about 11:15, 11:20. I want to try to get everybody out of here by 11:30 and back to your homes. Amen? All right. Thank you, Brother Vince. All right. Colossians chapter 1. Have you found that this morning? The Word of God reads this. Paul, an apostle of Jesus. Verse 1. Colossians 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who are at Colossae, grace to you and peace from our Father. We give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven of which you previously heard in the word of truth, the gospel, amen, which has come to you, just as in all the world also, it is constantly bearing fruit and increasing, even as it has been doing in you also since the day you heard of it and understood the grace of God in truth. Just as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow bondservant, who is a faithful servant of Christ on our behalf. And he also informed us of your love in the Spirit. Verse 9, we're getting to the meat of it right here. For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will, with knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you walk in a manner worthy of the Lord to please Him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all power according to His glorious might for the attaining of all steadfastness and patience joyously. Look at verse 12. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. Look at verse 13. It doesn't get any better than this. For He rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son. Friend, if you ain't been transferred, it's time. Amen? You need your transfer, and I've got your slip up here ready to go. Amen? It is the Romans Road. Take you through the Romans Road, and at the end of it, it's your transfer is complete if you pray to receive Jesus Christ today. Amen? All right, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You for the reading of Your inerrant Word. Thank You, Lord, that You love us, that You've saved us. Lord, I pray that we would get a burden, that we would get a want to, that we would get a conviction upon us to pray for those that are saved. To pray for those that are saved that are struggling. To pray for those that are saved that are struggling and that so much need to come back. So much need to turn their lives around. Lord, may we be that prayer support. May we be that prayer warrior in our closet for them. It's in Your name we pray, and God's people said, amen. Thank y'all for standing in honor of the reading of the inerrant Word of God, and may He add His tremendous blessing to it. Well, that special music couldn't have been any better than what I have to say about today. I mean, it just couldn't be any better. Thank you, Ms. Karen, for that special music today. Amen? And if your phone's ringing, tell them I'm busy. Amen? I can't talk to them right now, but I can talk to them here in a little bit. Amen? All right, I want to share some things with you. I love this passage of Scripture. Whenever there's a brother or sister in Christ that is struggling and that needs a hand up, that needs some help, that needs some encouragement, this is the passage. This is the default passage that I go to. I mean, you can't get any better than going to your prayer closet and lifting up somebody that's struggling. Somebody that's struggling in their faith, somebody that's struggling with their walk, somebody that's struggling with doing what God wants them to do. You can't do any better than going to what Paul prayed for the Colossian Christians. And when I say what Paul prayed, what the Holy Spirit laid on Paul's heart to pray, what the Holy Spirit inspired the Apostle Paul to write down 2,000 plus years ago so that me and you can have record of it and use it as well. There's something powerful about praying God's Word back to Him in the power of the Holy Spirit for the glorification of God Almighty. Amen? Because let me tell you something. When a backslidden brother or sister turns around, when a backslidden brother or sister says, hey, wait a minute, I've gone way too far down this path. I came to a cross in the road, and I could have gone with God, or I could have gone my own way, and I went my own way, but now I've realized the error of my way, and I'm now going to turn it around. Buddy, when somebody does that, that brings glory and honor to God. Amen? That brings glory and honor to God. So how do we pray? How do we do it? Well, it's right here in the passage. The first thing I would tell you this morning, if you're taking notes, you want to pray continuously. And the great temptation when it comes to praying, either for somebody that's lost or praying for somebody that's struggling, the great temptation is we see them, we see with our eyes, and they're not making any headway, or at least we don't think they're making any headway. We don't see any outward change in them, even though the Holy Spirit is convicting them. We're touching them through the power of prayer. They cannot keep us out as we pray for them. They may not want to talk to us. They may not answer our calls. They may not answer our texts messages, but friend, if you're praying for them, something's getting through. Amen? Pray continuously. That's what the Word of God says. Verse 3, we give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always to you. And then I read it again somewhere else that they prayed for them continually. Amen? You see that? Somebody give me that verse. Somebody give me that verse. It's verse 3. For this reason, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased. Verse 9. There it is again. We have not ceased. We've not ceased to pray for you. Pray continuously. Well, okay, we're going to pray. We have a habit of it continuously, daily, every other day, three times a week. There's going to be a pattern to your prayer for this individual, right? A pattern to it continuously. Number two, what are we going to specifically pray for them? For the wayward brother, for the brother that's struggling, or for the brother that's doing what they're supposed to be doing. You can pray for somebody that's actually walking with the Lord and doing what they're supposed to. What would we pray? What would we pray for a Christian brother or sister? Well, right here, you pray, verse 9, second half of it, you pray that they would be filled with the knowledge of His will. The knowledge of His will. Look at the second half of verse 9. For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will. What's the point of that? So that they will have, look at verse 9, the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Spiritual wisdom and understanding. Friend, if that isn't what people need today, I don't know what is, right? Spiritual wisdom and understanding. And a lot of that you can't get off your cell phone. Spiritual wisdom and understanding, unless you've got your Bible on your cell phone, right? A lot of that you can't get off your social media, unless you've got friends like mine and they're posting a lot of biblically based and spiritually inspirational things, right? Spiritual wisdom and understanding, filled with the knowledge of His will. So I come to the Lord and I pray and I state the individual's name and I say, God, dear Jesus, may the Holy Spirit convict them in such a way, anoint their life in such a way that they would be filled with the knowledge of His will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Lord, they're off on a tangent over here. And they're not living the way they ought to be living. Lord, I'm not judging them. I'm just looking and there ain't no fruit. And Lord, I'm asking they repent and they come back. So God, give them that spiritual wisdom and understanding. Let them be filled with the knowledge of Your will. The second request would be like this. We're going to pray continuously. Okay, how are we going to pray that they be filled with the knowledge of His will in regards to all spiritual wisdom and understanding? But the second request would be that they would walk worthy. They would walk worthy of the Lord. So that, verse 10, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. That Greek word there for worthy is a word that means that their life would have some weight to it. It would have some impact for Christ, right? I mean, you see people living today and you see people doing their thing today and they think that the world revolves around who? Them. They think the world revolves around them. They've not figured out that the world revolves around Almighty God. That for the Christian, the whole point of this is to bring glory and honor and praise and worship to His name. They've just not connected the dot on that. They may be saved. They've got the Lord. But they're immature in their discipleship. They've not grown in the Lord the way they should. And so they're just really struggling in that area. You're wanting to pray that their life would make an impact, man. It would make a splashdown. It would make a huge trough for God. Amen. That you would be able to look at their life from the time they got saved. You'd be able to look at their life and you'd be able to see an indelible, you know, like when a boat goes through the water, it makes a great wake, right? And then the water keeps going and going and going. It just kind of ripples off, right? Or you jump off the high dive into a pool, you know, and you, back in the day, I could get my knees a whole lot closer to my chest than I can now. Right, but you get up in a ball, and you ploom, you know, you hit the water and you make a cannonball, right? Cannonball, right? And the water, you know, goes up and gets people wet that don't want to be wet and all that stuff. And did I get you wet? You know, big time, right? makes an impact, right? I think about when my daughter hit our house, made an impact, amen, with the car, right? We want to make an impact for the Lord. We want them to make an impact for the Lord, amen? Walk worthy, that's what that's talking about, that their life would have weight, that it wouldn't be like a feather floating in the wind, but it would be like a stone hitting the ground and making an indention in the dirt, that their life would make an impact for the Lord. Why? To please Him, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please Him, that our lives would be pleasing to Him. That's our desire, isn't it? Amen. What did you guys talk about in Sunday school? That He would give us the desires of our heart? And these Sunday school teachers were talking, being contentment. And these Sunday school teachers were talking about, well, my desire is to be pleasing to Him. My desire is to bring glory and honor to Him. Well, that's the point. Notice verse 10, so that you will walk you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, verse 10, to please Him in all respects. Oh, and there's that phrase, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. So, Lord, I'm praying for my brother, and I'm lifting him up today, Lord. And Lord, I prayed yesterday that you would fill him with the knowledge of your will, that he would increase in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And Lord, today, this Tuesday, I'm praying for my brother again, that he would walk worthy of you, that his life would make an impact, an indelible impact in this world for your gospel, for your glory, for your kingdom, that his life, how he lives it, would be pleasing to you. That God, his life would bear fruit in every good work. And God, I'm talking about Galatians 5, 22, 23, good fruit. And Lord, you know the fruit I speak of, the love, the joy, the peace, the patience, the kindness, the goodness, the gentleness, and Lord, the old self-control. And that God, he would walk worthy, that he would please you, that he would bear this fruit, and that, Lord, he would increase in the knowledge of you. Increase in the knowledge of you. The next request we could pray, that we need to pray, that we would want to pray, that I hope we have a burden to pray for somebody, that they would be strengthened with all power. See, we're praying some big stuff, amen? We are praying some big things, and you're thinking, man, this brother or sister, they are backslid, Pastor Lee. I mean, they are off. They're not lost as a ball in high weeds. They're not without Christ, but they're right next to the ball in high weeds. Amen? And they need a turnaround. They need a breakthrough. And we're praying some big things, that they would be filled with the knowledge of His will. I mean, I look at their life and I look at what's going on, and I'm thinking, how in the world can that happen? And you want me to pray that they would walk worthy of the Lord, to please Him, to bear fruit, increase in the knowledge of God? Man, that's a big jump from where they are. But here comes the power. Amen? Verse 11, that they would be strengthened with all power. Strengthened with all power. Verse 11. Can I get an amen? Strengthened with all power according to His glorious might for the attaining of all steadfastness and patience joyously. Amen. Right? Greek word for power? Dunamis. We get our word dynamite, right? We're talking about the person of the Holy Spirit power. We're talking about the Spirit of God power. That the Holy Spirit would strengthen them. Lord, I come and I pray for my brother. And Lord, Monday, I pray that he'd be filled with the knowledge of your will. And Tuesday, I pray that he would walk worthy of the Lord. And today, on Wednesday, I'm praying that he would be strengthened with all power for the attaining of all steadfastness. See, you know why you're here today? You know why you're here? You know why you're not out running around acting a fool? You know why you're here today? Because there's an element of steadfastness in your life. There's an element of steadfastness in your life. Praise God for that. Amen? There are those around us. There are those that claim to be saved, claim to love the Lord, claim to love the church or whatever, but there's no steadfastness in their life. Oh, this little whim over here pushes them in that direction, and that little whim over there pushes them in that direction, and this person over here pushes them in that direction, and another person pushes them in this direction. There's no steadfastness. They're not being pushed by the Holy Spirit of God. They're not being led along, amen, by God's Spirit, strengthened with all power for the attaining of all steadfastness. See, we've got to be people that stick by the stuff. We've got to be people that will stand. Amen? We've got to be steadfast. But notice what also we have to be. Look at it. Strengthened with all power. Why? So we can be steadfast, but that we can have patience joyously. Patience. That Greek word there is hupomone. It's got a preposition, hupo, mone. It means to get up underneath and bear with one another. You know, we talk to Miss Lily, and we see Miss Lily, and she gets up and she takes the mic and she begins to share about her best friend who was a missionary and her family and the loss that family's been through. And you can hear it in Miss Lily's voice, how that's weighing on her. You can see that in her face, how that's weighing on her. And we as a congregation, we do what? We come up beside Miss Lily, and we, through prayer, we bear that a little bit with her. Amen? Wednesday night, man, if you weren't here Wednesday night, you missed a great time of testimony and prayer for the Williams family. But it was so encouraging to hear the Christian brothers and sisters in this place bearing with Pam Williams, the loss of her three kids. Now, granted, Pam Williams hadn't been here in how many years? Ten. Right? Ten. Went to Silver Springs for how many years, Susie and Danny? Bunch of years. And then moved out of here, what, 5-6 years ago? Moved out of here 5-6 years ago to Huntsville, right? Right. Amen. But you, if you were here Wednesday night, you thought she was a regular attender. You thought she's here last week. You thought she was here Sunday. You thought she was part of this congregation. Well, why? Because the Spirit of God was here. Because Christians were here. And because people that love each other wanted to bear that burden with her. Amen? And so the service was recorded. The prayers and the testimonies were mic'd. And Pam Williams will get a copy of that. Is that correct? Yeah. And she'll listen to that, maybe not this coming week. She might maybe not listen to it next week. It may be 3 or 4 weeks before she listens to it, but I guarantee you when she does listen to it, brother, she's going to be blessed. She's going to know that she's being prayed for, that she was prayed for, that she's not in this alone. That people are what? They are, with all patience, joyously getting up underneath the burden with her and helping her. Amen? And I want to tell you, God is sovereign, and these things don't happen to us by accident. A year or two, 3 or 4 down the road, if Pam comes full circle with the Lord, she's going to be able to help somebody. She's going to be able to help somebody. Amen? Well, we pray these prayers, we pray these requests, they be strengthened with all power for the attaining of all steadfastness, that they wouldn't be moved by the whims of the world, that they wouldn't be moved by the sin, that they wouldn't be moved by gossip, they wouldn't be moved by this or that, that they would be steadfast, that they would have all patience joyously, that not only would they come back, not only would they get back at it, but man, they would be an integral part of the congregation, of the body, bearing one another's burdens joyously, patience joyously. Oh, man, how does it happen? Well, the Holy Spirit convicts, right? And the fruit begins to be born and bared out. I don't know if that's a word, but anyway, you know what I'm talking about, right? And then the person that comes full circle begins to look and And notice something. The person that was once wayward, that has now begun to turn back to God, they begin to notice something. My life is different. I used to be out there, and now I'm back in here. And this feels good. That felt good, but in a weird way. I mean, I was doing these things and living this way, but there was all this conviction afterwards. I mean, I would get up and get cleaned up and get ready to start my day, and I would think, man, I'm living the life of a fool. But now I've come back, and I'm not living the life of a fool anymore. And here I am. I'm back in the congregation. I'm back in the church. I've come full circle. And this feels good. And you know what I want to do now as somebody who's repented and kind of come back? I want to have a heart of gratitude, a heart of thankfulness. And that is the prayer we need to pray for them. Verse 12, giving thanks to the Father. Giving thanks to the Father. So, we're going to pray for our brother or our sister that they would have an attitude of gratitude, right? You ever noticed anybody that gets away from the Lord? They've always got a cynical attitude, a negative spirit, always wanting to point something out that's wrong, complaining, right? They feel like negativity is a spiritual gift, which is not listed in the spiritual gifts, being negative. It's not in there. I'm telling you, I've looked. Right? I mean, I've looked when I've been negative myself. You know, I feel pretty justified in my negativity. That's got to be a spiritual gift. It's not a spiritual gift. I'm telling you. I've looked, right? So we're praying that they would drop that and that they would pick up what? Thanksgiving. And an attitude of gratitude. Because, friend, I want to tell you, things can get bad. Amen? Things can get rough. But boy, with Jesus, you still got plenty to thank Him for. Amen? Golly, you still got plenty to thank the good Lord for. Pray for a thanksgiving attitude. Verse 12, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us, notice this, to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. This is where the Spirit just bristles the hair on the back of my neck. If you could come up here and feel me, I've got goosebumps all over my neck and running down my back. Why do we pray this? Why would we ever want to tackle this? Why would we want to shoulder this with the Apostle Paul? The Apostle Paul prayed for the church at Colossae, prayed for the Colossian Christians. Why would we want to pray for somebody this prayer who's struggling, or pray this for somebody who's not struggling? Just we want to pray for our pastor this way, or we want to pray for our deacon this way, or we want to pray for our Sunday school teacher this way, or we want to pray for our spouse this way. Why would we ever do that? Well, verse 12, the second half of it, in verse 13 spells it out. Who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light? That's verse 12, second half. Verse 13, for He rescued me. Doesn't say me, does it? For He rescued us. For He rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son. We pray this because we are bound together by the Holy Spirit and we don't go this thing alone. We are bound, blessed because of the tie that binds us. Amen? So I close it out this way. Maybe God has begun to lay somebody on your heart that you might pray this prayer request for. Nope, Pastor, I don't really have anybody in mind. Well, then my encouragement would be for you today, why don't you pray God lay somebody on your heart? Because this is a prayer in the Word of God that begs to be prayed. It's begging to be prayed. So maybe you come to the altar this morning. You begin praying for that individual. Or maybe you come to the altar this morning and you ask God to give you an individual. Some of you can pray for multiple people. You have that kind of time in your life where you can sit down and pray this request for not one person, but you can pray for two or three people. Maybe this is a prayer you pray for your kids or your grandkids or a kid that you know. Maybe it's a prayer you pray for your spouse. Maybe it's a prayer you pray for a friend. A prayer you pray for a coworker. A prayer you pray for somebody. Amen? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We thank you, Lord, for the power of prayer. We thank you for the instructions on how to do it. And Lord, we pray in advance for the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit as these people here acknowledge this prayer and seek to pray this prayer. And Lord, the glory and honor, we just pray in advance. We're thanking you in advance for the glory and honor that will be given to your name, for the testimony of repentance, for the testimony of changed lives, for the testimony of people turning and coming back, experiencing revival in their hearts and in their lives. Lord, we just praise you and thank you in advance for how you're going to sovereignly work through the prayer support of your people here. Lord, we may not hear of any testimonies or blessings for months to years, but we know that you hear us. And we know that you want to move in somebody's life. And Lord, we pray that you just connect all the dots and that we would play a faithful part of praying, lifting them up. Lord, it's a behind-the-scenes ministry. It's a prayer closet ministry. But it's a needed ministry. Lord, we love you today. If there's anyone here that doesn't know you, my prayer would be that they would receive you this morning. That this would be the hour that they taste and see the goodness of Jesus. They taste and see that there is forgiveness for their sin. They taste and see that there's a new way to live. Lord, let them come to you this morning. Others may need to come to the altar, Lord, and unload some things, need to come to the foot of the cross and lay some things down. Lord, let them do that. Let them have a freedom to do that. We're not in a hurry. We've preached short to have time to respond to the Holy Spirit. Lord, let us respond. It's in your name we pray, and God's people said, amen. If you'll stand with us all over the sanctuary, Brother John's going to lead us in a time of invitation. The altars are open. You come this morning. I'll be down front. You come.
Jesus is tenderly calling you home, calling today, calling today. Why from the sunshine of live will you roam, farther and farther away? Be blessed. He will.
to have choir today. Is that correct? 4:30. The weather should be gone and out of here by then. We will have Sunday night church tonight, and that'll be at 6 o'clock. We'll be back in Revelation, so you come back for that if the Lord so leads you. But you need to be here, man. We have a good time on Sunday night. Always a blessing to be in God's Word and to be around God's people. Amen? So that's going on tonight, and then don't forget the funeral arrangements for the Williams family. If you've got visitation, when was that again? Tuesday from 4 to 8, and then the actual funeral will be April the 10th at 10 a.m. Visitation and the funeral, Northside Baptist Church, 1207 FM 980, Huntsville, Texas. So don't forget that. I felt like I did what the Lord led me to do today, shorten the service and have you an opportunity to get on down the road and be safe before all this hits. Amen? Now, if this doesn't hit until 1 o'clock, so be it. But I felt like God was leading me to do this, and so we've done it. Don't get used to it. Amen? 11:35, don't get used to it. All right? So let's, let's have a closing word of prayer. And we'll be dismissed. And y'all give Miss Dorothy the Miss Dorothy. Why don't you go come stand with me, girl? And people can say hi to you on the way out the door. Amen. That's right. Come on, Miss Dorothy. Me and you together. Amen. Oh, okay. Come on. All right. Outstanding. Let's have a closing word of prayer. I tell you what, brother, you close with a word of prayer today. Amen. Thank you, brother. Amen.